USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Biden administration is tossing around the idea of releasing intelligence it believes shows that China is considering a way to supply weapons and support Russia's invasion in Ukraine. The discussion on public disclosure is ahead of Friday's United Nations Security Council meeting, marking the one-year anniversary since the invasion. A formal warning was delivered over the weekend in Munich to Wang Yi, China's senior foreign policy official, by Western powers. Former President Trump criticized the federal response to the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, as a betrayal during a visit to the village where residents and local leaders are increasingly frustrated with the minimal federal response.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Five people have died after a twin-engine small plane crashed in Little Rock, Arkansas. This happened late yesterday afternoon just as storms were rolling through the area, but there's no confirmation if weather was a factor. Rescue crews say the crash site is just south of the Clinton National Airport. The plane was going to John Glenn Columbus International Airport in Ohio. Air travelers could face more flight cancellations as a massive winter storm hits parts of the west and north central U.S.
Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says the Sacramento area could get a dusting of snow, something that hasn't happened since 2009.
Our heaviest rain and snow is expected Thursday afternoon, evening into Friday.
More than a foot of additional snow is possible in the northern Midwest. Travel expert Lee Abamonte says travelers should be prepared, even if they don't live in an area affected by the storm.
Do a little planning ahead, be proactive, and of course be patient and don't take it out on the people at the airport.
I'm Victoria Idoni.
We are USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Attorney General Merrick Garland will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, announced that Garland will testify March 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern when the Senate returns from recess to answer questions about the Justice Department's actions, including protests against Supreme Court Justices Holmes and the FACE Act, prosecutions of pro-life protesters. Entitlements have to be a part of any debt reduction discussion, so says the former vice president.
When it comes to controlling the U.S. debt, former Vice President Mike Pence says everything, yes, everything, must be on the table.
Well, I respect the speaker's commitment to take Social Security and Medicare off the table for the debt ceiling negotiations. We've got to put them on the table in the long term.
Speaking on CNBC, Pence said nobody in Washington wants to talk about entitlements as the driving force behind the spiraling debt. As for why entitlements weren't addressed in the Trump administration, Pence said they had to focus on the economy after the Obama years. I'm John Schaefer.
Sheriff's deputies in Orlando, Florida suburb of Pine Hills say four people were shot and two were killed in the same area where a 20-year-old woman was found dead earlier the same day. 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses has been arrested for the violence. Moses is suspected of murdering a news journalist and a 9-year-old girl. Sheriff John Mina from the Orange County Sheriff's Office says Moses was an acquaintance of the woman killed earlier in the morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.